How good is love?
Yeah.
You knew they meant it in those white vests.
They really did.
They meant it.
Is that Boys to Men?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Amazing.
Oh. There is nothing that I like better, I can tell you guys, than lighting a few candles, running a bubble bath, pouring a cheeky rosé and reading through a bit of Hey Bestie on Perth Now occasionally.
It's like the Agony Aunt column.
Really is. Quite literally is. This one caught my eye. And it goes into the Me Too movement a little bit, but I'll leave that on the table, all right? But it's all about starting an office romance with a coworker and whether or not it's a total no-go these days.
Oh, it's a minefield these days.
It is a minefield because currently only around 20% of marriages or married couples are reporting to have met at work.
Okay.
And yet, for many people,
where else?
That's the only place you meet people.
Well, this is one of the things they go on to say in the story. Like this particular person, because obviously they're speaking to someone who's asked the, you know, agony aunt or hey bestie a question. And they're answering it. And they say, I work so much that at work is the only place that I can actually meet someone. And we do. We work long days and we don't switch off when we do get home. So I can imagine that, you know, it would be the only place you could. But as you mentioned, Maddie, it is a minefield these days.
Yes. Well, and we look, you know, teachers marry teachers. Police officers often marry police officers. It's not just your that they're in your space, but they also, you have a lot in common.
Yeah, probably.
You know, you have things to talk about.
Yeah, and I do think, like, for single people as well, it's tough when all your friends are hooked up in relationships, married, with kids, or as that goes on and as you get older too, you're kind of like, well, it's not like you're hitting the clubs.
No.
If you're not going out, how are you going to just meet people randomly? And I suppose we all have that, can you trust people that you just meet, you know?
It's a great question. Tell us about your office romance.
Oh.
I've had a couple.
Have you?
I've loved an office romance. I had a great one. Great one many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was all secretive.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd hook up and no one would know. So
really?
Hang out, spend time together the night before and then go home and get dressed for work and hours later be in the office. Hi, how was your weekend?
Gee, I miss Claire'sy.
Don't be ridiculous. He was my work husband.
I know.
When you're married, you'd never be having sex together.
Oh, wow. Well,
he'll love that.
Good morning to you, mate. Melissa in Carramar. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, mate. Walk us through it.
So I met my current husband at a gym that I was working at. At the time, I was a trainer and he was obviously a client. He would wait for me to finish my shift at the end of the evening. Once I'd locked up, would sort of meet in the car park and catch up. And it wasn't just me. The boss was dating a receptionist and the another trainer was dating another trainer as well. So it was like the place to meet your current partner.
Great.
See, that's nice. Mm. It all worked out. And also, once you've seen someone sweating like that, if you can still find them attractive, it's okay.
Is that right?
Oh, God, when I'm working out, I'm like red-faced and I look awful. If anyone wants me when I look like that, I'm like, this is, we are made
keeper.
For each other.
Sam in Brabham, good morning. So you're in the middle of an office romance at the moment.
Yes, that's correct.
Do people
Sam.
Know?
Nothing too dodgy. We've been together 3 years now, and we got engaged last year.
Oh,
and getting
congrats.
Married next year.
Lovely.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Did it start a little bit secretive?
Yes, it was quite secretive at the beginning. It wasn't until we actually told people that we were engaged that they're like, oh, you guys are together?
Oh, really?
Oh, well played. Because, you know, we've seen the odd one around the office where we've gone, do you reckon those two are together?
Mm.
Sometimes you pick up on the vibe.
Often people think that they're keeping it a secret, but not from anyone else because everyone knows.
So, Sam.
We made it.
No, go on.
Sorry, what?
No, you go.
Oh, I was going to say, we made it very clear to each other that work was work. And
okay.
That side of work was outside of work. So, there was no crossover.
Mm.
Okay, good. Very good. Very clever.
Dean in Savile Grove, good morning. Talk us through it, mate. Office romance.
Yeah. No, look, it was a great time, actually. I was in my 20s and I was in human resources in a law firm in the city. And so I had a had an awesome little fling with one of the lawyers there.
Oh, hello. And,
yeah. So, no one knew. That made it even better, I think. And So he'd sneak out 10 minutes before me at lunchtime and head on down to his place, and then I'd sneak out 10 minutes after and we'd meet up. It was great.
I hope he wasn't charging you for his time there.
Hi, this is Pete, Matt and Kimber's Eye on Tokyo.
I'm ready, but I can't break Pete's heart.
Pete,
so.
The joy on your face. I'm like, I want people to see the video. Here it comes. And again, roll round. I'm sorry to say, Maddie, I'm not tired of it yet either. We're 5 days into that long riff and I still love it.
Here's what will happen. We'll get tired of it by about Tuesday next week, but we have to punch through that because by Thursday it'll be funny again.
Yes, that's absolutely how it works.
Yeah.
And of course, thank you for Eye on Springfield for that audio.
Hey, another gold. Well, actually, look, we're putting them away this time.
We are
kicking so good. Butt, baby. Yes.
And also quite a few of the, we don't look like we've got this. Oh, yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we do. Well, like lots of coming back from behind.
Oh, hello. the young man, and I forgot his name, the double barrel name yesterday, who won in the swimming.
Oh, great question.
I'm so sorry. No, can you look it up for me?
Yeah, we're looking it up for you.
Because he swam like a real champion.
It was
Isaiah Cook or something.
No.
Don't try.
It was
for goodness.
Stubblety
Cook.
Stubblety Cook.
Stubblety, not Subtlety.
Thank you. Okay, so well done you, Stubblety Cook. But also I was watching, and this was beautiful actually. So Jess Fox, who won the gold medal in the kayaking, the K1, I think they call it. When she won on Channel 7, thank you so much for the audio, we listened to her father commentating on his daughter winning a gold medal. And it was beautiful, it was dignified, and although he could barely find the words, you could hear the emotion in his voice.
Oh my God, that's so, so good. I said, make your choices, own your choices with confidence and control. And she did. She made good choices, find the flow, feel it, and focus. And the focus was so strong. She kept breathing and she held it. That's beautiful. You know, she's such a good paddler, such a good person.
And for people thinking to themselves, well, why is dad? Was it like a thing that Channel 7 might have done? It might have been
everyone's
nice to
parents,
get dad,
Mr. Stubblety Cook,
like right. When we get Mrs. Corelli on air,
right? You know, to commentate your daughter's race, mate. Like it'd be great. You know, like he's actually he's Richard Munro Fox.
Yes.
He's a British slalom canoeist, and he competed for Great Britain from the late 1970s to the mid 1990s, and he was a part of the Sydney Olympics committees for bringing these events together.
That's
as well,
right.
In this too. So, yeah, it's a long family history in the field.
It was very nice, very really lovely moment. She won and she smashed it. But to hear her dad commentating, it was beautiful.
And he really did try to push through, too, Well, you know, while all these beautiful moments were happening in the Olympics, I just thought I'd bring you a bit of funny audio of Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart commentating for the Olympics.
You know what I like about the Olympics? It's how they always changing it up.
Mm.
Make a slight change, you change the whole game. Like basketball, add 3x3, it's a whole different game.
Complete different game.
Volleyball, add a beach volleyball.
Oh my God.
Tennis, add a table. Table tennis. See me work?
I see you working, can't stand there.
Boxing, turn up the heat. Hot boxing.
Yo, I'm not really sure how that one works.
So it's recreational, Kev. And every time I do get wrecked.
Okay. All right. I'm picking up what you're laying down. What you're saying is you basically add a word, you change the sport.
That's what I'm saying.
So there you go. You add a word, you change the sport.
Mm.
Pole vaulting.
Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Power pole vaulting.
Okay. Ooh,
it's a little bit more
that's
dangerous.
Risky.
Yeah, it's risky.
Yeah.
Shot put. Shot put. Or it's more like you are putting.
Okay. Oh.
Or is it shot put putt?
Or what, drink a shot
put. Yeah, what about tequila Great. Shot put?
Tequila
oh,
shot put.
Tequila Mockingbird.
Yeah. That's, oh, my goodness. Wow. Hang on, Georgia. What was your snowboarding one?
John Snowboarding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Hey, and can I just say, apart from the Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart audio there, thank you, Channel 7 Network, for that audio of the Olympics.
Yeah, that gorgeous moment.
Yeah.
Not the Kevin Hart.
Not the
Hart
Snoop Dogg one, no.
His Wikipedia page describes him as one of Australia's most experienced and well-travelled comedians. Doesn't say anything about funny. Lucky he is, which is why we love him. Please welcome, friend of the show, Limo.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, beauty. Hey, can I play Alpha Bucks, guys?
Yeah.
Come on, I want to go to $1 million day. I want to join Joe from Bayswater.
Well, can she's I do on it? Her way for sure, but like you work for the organisation, so...
And part of the deal was, buddy, that she would bypass Adelaide. So,
right, okay. Oh, God. You know, when I asked for a pay rise last year, they said, we do not have one spare cent. Well, it turns out they had $1 million dollars laying around.
God damn that. I need a new lawyer.
Anyway, good luck to Joe. I hope she wins $1 million. Hey, are we all enjoying are we loving the Olympic Games, guys?
Yeah. We've all just been saying how I don't think we anticipated that Australia would enjoy it as much as we have.
You are so right, Kimber. But I think after 18 months of pain, it's the little spark of joy that we've all needed.
It is.
And I must admit, I watched the opening ceremony and thought, oh, this has not started well.
No.
I hope this is not a reflection.
There were cutbacks.
Oh, that was one of the worst things I've ever seen. In fact, it could still be going for all we know. But a couple of highlights this week. I mean, Isaac Stubblety Cook. Is that one of the greatest names you've ever seen?
Great name.
Yeah.
In sport?
It's a ripper, and one we had a bit of trouble with this morning, actually.
Yeah, we did struggle.
But we got there in the end, mate, just like the Olympians.
It's the best name I've seen in the pool since the 2000 Olympics when Misty Hyman was swimming for the American team. Oh, a wonderful name, that one. Now, Jess Fox, of course, creating highlights for us. Ariana Titmus and her coach. How good was he?
Oh,
just going nuts. But the highlight for me, Kaylee McEwen, when she won her race, and then drop the F-bomb in the post-swim interview. I mean, I'm sure you guys saw that happen, and she stopped herself and, you know, got a lot of press during the week. But what's interesting is people must have stopped listening to the interview, because if you listen to the whole interview, well, she is a mad potty mouth, I tell you. And she is just swearing her guts out through the rest of the interview. Did you guys hear this week?
No. No. You got any audio?
Yeah, I've got the audio here. This is the Channel 7 interview of Kaylee McEwen. She drops the F-bomb, as we heard earlier in the week. But then have a listen to the rest of the interview. Unbelievable.
It's definitely something that a lot of people dream of. It's something I've always dreamed of. And, you know, to make it a reality is, really amazing.
Just incredible. There's been so much pressure on you. You admitted to us before the heat in the semi that you were pretty nervous. How did you handle all of that?
I'm just thankful that I have a really good support team, and, you know, a few people before the race come up to me and just said, you're the hardest trainer, and, you know, just have all the faith in the world that you've got this.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm getting a text from legals here, buddy. Are you sure that was official Channel 7 audio?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure.
No.
What's terrible is that none of that sounded out of place.
No, it didn't.
I was like, I don't know who I'm hanging out with, but that kind of sounded like part and parcel of our conversation.
Yeah. Can we call that a deep fake, that one? But I have, but we all love being an armchair expert, don't we, during the games? My wife was, you know, the gymnastics when they get on the rings and then they push themselves up in what is an unbelievable show of strength.
Yeah.
And then they do a handstand
holding
those rings. I'm watching it with my wife the other night, and a guy doing a handstand started to wobble a little bit.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, oh, you can't wobble like that. He's embarrassing himself.
But don't they call that going from the Iron Cross into the handstand?
Oh,
just the,
yes.
The fact that it's called an Iron Cross.
Oh, that is, that must be, yes. Anyway, a bit of respect for the blokes in their handstands, please. And now, guys, one of my favourite bits of audio of the week. Isn't it interesting how we've gotten to know the health officials at all the states because they're holding press conferences all the time? And they've kind of become a little bit famous. In South Australia, Nicola Spurrier became very well known earlier this year when she was giving people advice about going to the footy, and she said this.
do not touch that ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit hard, mate, but all right.
So she said, if the ball goes into the crowd, do not touch that ball. Well, I tell you what, she has got a challenger for the quote of the year, because Lauren Curran is an executive or a politician in New York State. And she was standing on a public tennis court, holding a press conference, giving people advice about playing tennis. Have a listen to what she said.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out to put an X or put someone's initials on them.
Oh, there God, that's a minefield.
Just get the Sharpie out, guys. If you're not sure who's a whose, get the Sharpie out and mark them.
Thanks, Lebo.
What am I going to do?
You're not feeling great, Maddie.
I'm feeling I've got body issues. You know, I gave up smoking 7 months ago, which is great. Like, I'm not.
It's wonderful.
I knew that, you know, it was always a chance that I would replace, as good as the taste of Laramie tobacco is, I would replace it with calories.
Give me something else to eat, make it a savory or sweet, swallow it down whole. I'm just a fat mole. My waistline's about to pop, but yeah, I'll eat that cold lamb chop. I'll eat a cow. Oh, love and cholesterol. So here I go. Oh, eat a whole pack of Isvo-vos. Only thing I know is a fact is that I'm turning very fat.
Oh, man.
When I smoked, I was able to
nice transition.
Maintain my kind of skinny older guy with no ass and a horrible smoky breath look. Which I was
super desirable from
super
the outside.
Desirable.
I mean.
I was happy because my clothes fit right. Well, not my clothes, but the clothes that I've taken from friends. But now, within 7 months, I've become an older guy with a fat gut and a horrible kind of smoky chipotle sauce breath from how much I'm eating.
Aww,
you did manage to keep the ass off, though. Which yeah, like, I which
it
is
never,
amazing.
It'll
like,
never grow an ass, really.
It is
got nothing.
Incredible.
In all seriousness.
Flattest butt ever.
I reckon I've put on 10 kilos.
I don't think you've put on 10 kilos.
Oh, I have.
Have you weighed yourself? You didn't even know how much you weighed before.
No.
No. And but, to be fair, I'm sure you won't mind me saying, but also you had the death of your mum this year, poor old Judy, and that would have been also part of it. I'm pretty sure, you know, there'd be a bit of eating your feelings in there too.
Oh, there's
it's
emotional.
Been a big year.
There's been some emotional eating, Kimber, let me tell you. There's been whole packets of emotional eating.
You know, and I think I said to you at the time, like you were saying, oh, I'm eating a bit. And I was like, but you know what? You're going through the transition. You've given up smokes. You're dealing with that. And so just stop being harsh on yourself. You know, sometimes we just got to give ourselves a little bit of a break and go, hey, now that you're ready and you're not feeling great, you're like, what can I do to make it better? But you don't kick yourself while you're down.
You're a lovely person. But can I just say, when I gave up drinking, which was 6 odd years ago, I said to myself, all right, Matt, you've given up drinking, which is awesome. I'll let you smoke for 1 year while you're getting through that, right? And that went for about 5 years. So
his eating phase has got some time in it.
Yeah. Let's, you know, ixnay on the cheesels.
He was the club's number two draft pick in 1998 and these days calls the shots as head coach. Part of the Mix 94.5 family, please welcome Fremantle Dockers coach, Justin Longmuir.
Here they take on the Tigers this Sunday. Bounce down is at 3:10. Hello, coach.
G'day. Hello from quarantine.
Oh, how's it working out for you?
Pretty boring, to be honest. Yeah, just, well, we're obviously only allowed to go to work and be at home. So it does get me out of a few household chores of running the kids around and going to the shops and those sorts of things. So it's got its pros and cons.
Well, also, you have told us before you're not really much of a TV movie guy. So there's not a lot else to do in a room like that unless you're going to take up cross stitch.
Well, the Olympics are on, which is an added bonus this time. So it's fallen perfectly. So I've been consuming a fair bit of the Olympics, especially at night. So it's been quite good on that front.
What's been your Olympic moment, Justin?
I love the swimming. It's something I don't really take much notice of until the Olympics comes around. Yeah. So I really enjoy the girls in the swimming, and Titmus the other night was fantastic. My daughter loves gymnastics, so I've been sitting down with her the last two nights and watching the gymnastics, which was a bit of a disappointment that Simona Biles pulled out. She was really looking forward to watching her, but just phenomenal what they can do, especially on that beam.
Oh, man, and how humiliating is it for most of us mere mortals when you see those guys doing the rings? And the upper body strength, and I just have to turn it off and cry.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I read somewhere the other day that just a normal person should go out and try it before, just to show how extraordinary these people are.
Yeah, they'd make it look too easy.
Yeah, they do. They're freakish.
Hey, look, speaking of freakish, there's three freakish players that unfortunately aren't in the team this weekend. Fife, Pierce, Walters. Mate, how's everything going? As a fan, it's just so I'm dejected.
Oh, I can understand that. I try and look at the positives. See that creates opportunity for others. We've still got a great opportunity in this season, and great opportunity to test our footy this weekend. Now, clearly, we'd like those three players out there, but it creates opportunity for others, and we get a chance to see how some of our players step up without those leaders in the team as well. So. There's plenty of opportunity still.
And Buddy Franklin's had his original one-match ban downgraded to a fine in regards to his elbow to the face of Luke Ryan. You're okay with that? You think that was an acceptable call?
Geez, that's outstanding homework.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Justin. Incredible. I do try.
Always comes prepared for your chats.
Unbelievable. it is what it is. And try not to get too caught up in the MRO and what players get sanctioned. I mean, I think it aligns with what other players got sanctioned for those similar incidents throughout the year. So, yeah, it's in the rearview mirror now. Move on to this week.
I'll tell you what's most impressive, Justin, is that as Kimber started with that, Pete and I caught each other's eye going, where is Carolyn Wilson going with this? And it turns out it was a bloody beauty. But mate, obviously the Tigers are never an easy opponent. But despite all of the challenges that you guys have gone through already this year, you know, you're still only half a game out of the eight. So this season is well and truly still alive.
Yeah, it is. It is, absolutely. And that's the opportunity I was talking about before. And, players should be really looking forward to it this weekend. They're a good side, but they're not at their best. So, yeah, we've got a great opportunity to get in front of our home crowd again and redeem ourselves from last time we were in front of our fans. Mm.
They should try and play the full game, though, just to get over the line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Caro.
Hey, one other thing, Justin. It's retro round as well. So, yeah, I caught the picture of Alex Pierce, like, looking with his hair out, standing up, ball in arm, looking at the camera, retro round styles, looking like a Greek god. It's incredible. Just quickly, I mean, obviously the jumper they're going to wear this weekend, I mean, you played your fair share of games in it. Do you still have any of those floating around?
I actually didn't play in that one. I've got a good picture of Peter Bell I'm going to show the players today, which is quite funny. He played in it. Obviously a GM of footy now. So it's great that we can reflect on our history. I mean, it's clearly a one-off game in that jumper, but our players really enjoy getting back to the future. And, hopefully we can go out there and, do it proud this weekend.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
No worries. Have a good week, guys.
You too, mate. Catch ya. What a week, what a week, what a week, what
an easy old week. The week in Perth, yeah. Well, I mean, I just really want to echo what Limo just said, because it surprised me. I sometimes get a little bit... I'm talking about the joy that the Olympics has brought to us all.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I can get a bit sort of, oh, here we go, Australia this, Australia that, oi, 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 oi. But I think, because of the tough 18 months that we've had with COVID and with the, the wintry weather that we've had, I've found myself, loving every minute. Cannot get enough of green and gold.
Oh, mate, I've just felt like it's nice to cheer for something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, genuinely cheer for something.
Yeah. For one moment, we're all united.
Yeah. It's like the Olympics have lifted our spirits, and I guess in the words of Pink and Willow, It's as if the Olympics have covered us in sunshine.
Oh, Maddie.
Every 4 years, green and gold cheer as we kick the world's Olympic butt. We don't care if you fail to finish primary school, as long as you can run, swim, or jump. Spelling's overrated too, and so is telling me the truth. So smother me in cliches about the Aussies at the Olympic Games. Tell me that because we're winning in the swimming, that everything will be all right. Then play a lot of replays. There's the girl who swims fast in the pool. She's Australian as VB. And there's that boy, look, his Bondi Beach look, representing our dreams. How good is Australia, the best country in the world? So cover me with cliches about the Aussies at the Olympic Games. Tell me that because we're winning in the swimming, that everything will be alright. And play a lot of replays of all the medals that we won today. Tell me that because we're cracking at the kayaking, that everything will be all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, hit me with some cliches about the Aussies at the Olympic Games. Tell me that because we're winning in the swimming, that everything will be all right. And play a lot of replays.
Oh, mate.
Beautiful.
That was a gold medal performance.
Nice cliche.